In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This morning you have woke up, and no doubt in my mind, some of you have seen a cross, or made the sign of the cross, or have worn a cross, and maybe driving here you have seen on churches crosses, and now you are in the church and no doubt you made the sign of the cross, not once, not twice, many times, and you will continue to make the sign of the cross. Why is it? Why we make the sign of the cross? It was the most despised cross for the worst criminals who are not Romans. Anyone who is not Roman is called barbarian. So we are all barbarians. That's if we lived at that time, and there are lots of barbarians. But in particular, this cross became the cross of victory, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is not a statement. Anyone can make a statement. Anyone who believes in me, let him deny himself. Doesn't say just deny himself, it said something else. Take the cross and follow me. That means the statement has to have an application. It has to have an application. And what is the application? Is to translate the expression of that cross that you made on your temple, or you have seen the cross, to be translated into love and to compassion and to mercy. It is on the cross that we have witnessed the miracle of miracles, the miracle of salvation. In Galatians chapter 6, St. Paul writes, "But far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Paul could have glorified Jesus for his preaching, for his teaching, for his miracles, for his healing, for his compassion. He didn't glorify for these things. He glorified in the cross because it's the ultimate victory. That's you and I who believe. In fact, there are thousands of crosses in different colors and different shapes, represent different nations. At least Christians from all denominations don't agree on theology or doctrines, but they agree on one thing. They agree without any question on the cross, all Christians. That's a miracle in itself. But it is he who was crucified on the cross for you and me and all creation. So the cross is loved and the cross is despised. One of the saints, Nectarius, says, "The cross is the will of the Father. The cross is the glory of the Son. And the cross is the joy of the Holy Spirit." So when you make the sign of the cross, why do you make it? For what reason? Sometimes we think we make it and like we are playing a guitar. But it's supposed to be translated. You are created on the image of God to become like Him, each one. And at our baptism, the priest blessed each and anoint each in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You are sanctified, you are anointed, you are washed in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So your body becomes the altar over there. And this altar moves wherever you are, where you stand. That's an altar. So your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when you make the sign of the cross, not because of a habit, because you believe in it. Because this expression must be translated in an unselfish way, in loving, in caring, in showing mercy, in doing good deeds. Unfortunately, in this world, there are people who have confused the cross. People don't speak about the suffering Lord, speak about the message of prosperity. Whatever is, it's okay, it's okay. It is not okay. There is right and there is wrong, but God loves us all and He gave us a message of salvation. And so you and I, when we make the sign of the cross, and proudly so, and humbly so, we are telling ourselves, each one of you, I am ready to be crucified. That's exactly what it is. You are ready to be. And what does it mean to you when you make the sign of the cross? How you relate it? I don't know. You know, each one of you. You need to answer that privately. But I know one thing as a priest, I am very humbled and unworthy to stand before you to talk to you. I am a sinner, and all of us are sinners. Jesus went to that Gethsemane, and He prayed and asked God to let this cup pass, the cup that is full of sin and sins you and mine. And He took all that on the cross. So you as a Christian are representing that cross of the love of Jesus unselfishly, with all humility. So your duty and my duty is to overcome all the obstacles and to do and to walk the extra mile to lift up the cross. In the hymnology this morning says, the cross is the guardian of the whole world. The cross is the support and staff of the faithful. The cross is the beauty of the Church of Christ. The cross is the mighty strength of kings. The cross is the glory of angels. It is the wounding of demons. الصليب حافظ كل الدنيا. الصليب جمال الكنيسة. الصليب عزة الملوك. الصليب ثبات المؤمنين. الصليب مجد الملائكة وجرح للشياطين. Last March, we have been blessed. I have been blessed. And I believe those who went with us to the Holy Land been blessed. Because they have seen many, many churches and many crosses of all colors and all designs. But the most beautiful thing, they were able to walk to Golgotha to see where Jesus was crucified with the two thieves. We were blessed to go to the garden of the Church of the Holy Cross, where they took the tree and the logs to make the cross. Do you remember it? It's a beautiful sight to see. They went also to the cross in our humble home called Cross of Many Nations. Various crosses represent nations. And we visited that part of the world in order to immerse ourselves in the holiness of that land. And those of us have witnessed people making the sign of the cross this way, that way, this way, any way, in any shape, in any form, from all walks of life. That is the common denominator. There is a Savior for me and you. And we are to pray, and we are to reflect the cross as we wear it, as we make it the sign of the cross, as we venerate it, as we teach our children. Finally, there was a lady here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, an elderly lady, Moses, by the last name Moses. I forgot her first name. She lived not too far from the church. And I went to pray for her. As soon as I left, like Adele and other ladies of the church, and Rose will make the sign of the cross on me, to live in peace with the sign of the cross. This part of our customs and our traditions, and I was really touched by that expression, to make the sign of the cross on a priest or on a son or a daughter from a father, grandfather, grandmother, because there is deep faith in Jesus Christ, and your faith want to be translated in that extension. I pray to the Almighty God to bless you, to grant you peace, and to celebrate this victory of the Holy Cross, to be your cross of salvation. No doubt, cross of your salvation. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.